board. If you want to walk around, you can put it in your pocket or front.
Here. I'm probably not going to go too far.
Okay. Zonder vragen. First of all, I'd like to give you a shukayach to Yaakov Cohen, who's not here, for arranging such an amazing program. And to all the Chashev Yidden that come here to learn here every night, it's a Moed de Gezach. I have a contingency from my shul that comes to learn here. And it's incredible to see that besides for the hours that they put in over here every night, people that work hard throughout the day come and put aside mamash an hour and a half every night to sit and learn. But Shabbos, when they're not involved mamash and sitting over here in Bes Medrash and learning, they come to shul and they take their papers and they chazer over the shiurim. And their mom is busy talking nacht with everything that goes on. It's tremendous. It's not just a limud where you learn for an hour a day or half hour a day, and when you close the Gemara, you get up and you walk away from it. It's a limud mamish that you're involved in. And it's a moed de gezach. I have one of my guys came over to me last week in Mesmedrish. He understands the Ram, but he doesn't understand the Rashba. I should explain it to him. And I have absolutely no idea what he's talking about. I'm not in the sugyas. And my best answer I could come up with was, how can you not understand it? Everybody knows it. But mamish, the Olam is heavily involved. It's beautiful. The Rashi on the last Pasuk in Parshas told us, when Rashi talks about Yaakov Avinu leaving, when he left his father, he went on the way to Lavan. He spent 14 years in Yeshivas Aver. So Rashi uses a Loshen, Nitman be yeshivas ever. Rashi doesn't say halach lilmoid be yeshivas ever. Rashi said nitman be yeshivas ever. After learning the sugya of Atmana, we don't finish Atmana. We're still in the middle. But after learning the sugya of Atmana, we'll hear Mitzchem tonight. Atmana needs to be fully covered. A pot that's not completely covered is not considered Atmana. When Yaakov Avinu was in yeshivas ever, it wasn't just that he was learning, he was steeped in Torah, surrounded in Torah. He didn't look out of Torah, nothing, no part of his body. It's like the mikvah, no part of a lot of stick out. He was nitman b'yeshivas ever. That's how Yaakov Avinu was kind of Torah. And when you learn b'ian, it's not pshat, you just come to a shir, the other limudim, where guys can come and you wing it, but you're nitman, you're lichten them limit. A person is completely involved. That is nitman, that's hatmana, and that's really what we're looking for in limud al-Torah. I told Rabbi Yaakov, I'm going to speak about a crockpot. It's probably the most negea in Yanenu, Bizmanenu, in Yanei Hatmana. There are other things. A thermos is very negea. But Lamaisa, the shaila that everybody's up with, the Paiske is Manenu, the Paiske of the last dar, is the shaila of the crockpot, if that constitutes Hatmana or not. So let's talk a little bit about the sources in the Gemara for the heterim to a crockpot, and the reasons for the machmirim, and the reasons for the matirim, and then everybody can ask their local Orthodox rabbi about exactly how it is they should be noyik. The Gemara, we'll first start with the basic hakdama that the Eilam learned in Atmana, is that there's a difference between something that's moisef hevel and something that's not moisef hevel. Something that is moisef hevel that gives out heat is a problem to be matman even on Erev Shabbos, because the Gemara says we fear that a person will come to be matman in remetz, with coals, and then there's a considerable concern that the person will come to stoke the coals on Shabbos. And to be matman, to completely cover something with something which is not moisef hevel, pillows, blankets, that type of thing, is mutter as long as a person does it Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person is not allowed to do it because we're afraid that when a person comes to place his pot in something that will keep it warm on Shabbos, he'll realize that the pot is cold and then he'll come to warm it up. So something that is not Moisef Hevel is mutter. Erev Shabbos is not mutter on Shabbos itself. There's a shayla legabe hatmana b'miktas. What happens when a person does not completely cover the pot, but maybe on one side it's covered, It's not covered all around. So there's a Mechudesh de Geshita from the Ge'oinim and Rabbeinu Chananel that the Rishonim bring down. They hold that if a pot is placed directly on the fire, a pot is placed directly on the Gecholim, that even though it's only covered on one side by something that is Meisef Hevel, that gives out heat, it is already considered Hatmana. And they write, therefore, the Gemara in the beginning of Mabmetayim, the Gemara talks about a kupa, a pot that's already in a box, it's already Mutman, and a person takes it and places it on Gefes, on the refuse of Zaysim, that it's a problem. Right? The Gemara says that Zaysim give up a lot of heat, and therefore it causes a problem. The kupa divides between the pot, separates the pot and the gechalim. So the Rishonim want to learn that only then do we talk about hatmana. But if the pot would be directly on the gechalim, then there's no need to talk about hatmana at all. There's no need to talk about a kupa, about a box, because just placing the pot on the gechalim, on this gefes, shal zesim, would be a problem. That is the mahalach of the Rishonim. The Rashba brings it down. And there's a taina to the opposite. There are other Rishonim that say that l'chayra, you can be medayik the opposite. If you see that the Gemara talks about this kupa, pot that's placed in a kupa on gecholim, if the Gemara wanted to tell us that gefesh shel zeisim is a problem because it gives out a lot of heat, why taka does the Gemara talk about a kedera that's in a kupa? Just tell me, if a person takes a kedera and puts it down on gefesh shel zeisim, it's a problem. Why? Because it gives out heat, it's meisef hevel, and you're telling me that atmana b'miktsas, even when there's a pot on the gecholim themselves, it already constitutes a problem. So why do you have to talk about a kupa? Elamai, you see from here that a pot that is mutman on one side would not be a problem. So you can take that Gemara either way. The Rishonim argue about it. The Martcha brings down b'shem the Or Zeruah that hatmana b'miktas, even if a pot is sitting directly on the gecholim, it is not a problem. So we have Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ge'onim who hold that it would be a problem. And we have the Mordechai b'shem the Or Zeruah who holds that a pot that is not covered, sitting on the gecholim, is not a problem. The poiskim also bring Rabbeinu Tam as a source that a person is allowed to place a pot directly on gecholim as long as it's not covered. In one of the first Taisus in Bamet Taimnin, Taisus de Bamaschel Bamet, Rabbeinu Tam says that a pot that is open to the air, and is not covered, there is no problem. Hatmana does not enter the conversation b'chlal. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that a pot that is uncovered, even if it's sitting on gechalim, will not be a problem of hatmana. There's another raya that the Rishonim bring, legabe hatmana b'miktza. It's a very interesting raya that the Rashba brings. The Rashba says that it says in the Mishnah, and daf mem tes, there are certain things that a person is allowed to be taimin with, because they're not Moisef Hevel. And one of them is Gizei Tzemer. Now, even though a person can be toimein with Gizei Tzemer is not generally something that is used for Atmana. It was expensive material, and people would use it for business purposes. Sometimes it came Shabbos, and a person wanted to keep his pot warm, and he didn't have anything else, so he used this Gizei Tzemer. So it says in the Mishnah, even though a person could use Gizei Tzemer to warm his pot, it's not considered Moisef Hevel, so you can use it. The Mishnah says, do not touch them on Shabbos, because they're Mukta. They're Mukta Machmas Chisar and Kis. Anything that a person puts aside for business purposes, you're not supposed to touch on Shabbos, because the person is Makbid on it. So don't touch it. What do? I've got a pot that's completely covered by Gizei Tzemer, so how do I take it off on Shabbos? So it says in the Mishnah, take off the cover and shake it off. If you shake off the Gizei Tzemer, you're not touching it, and then you have your pot of food. You can use it Gizei Tzemer. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Rashba says, hold on a second. If the only hatmana that's usur is a hatmana where the pot is completely closed in, how am I touching the cover? How do I get to the cover? It's completely covered by Gizei Tzemer. So Rashba says, do you want to tell me that as long as the sides of the pot are covered by Gizei Tzemer, that's already considered Hatmana, even though the cover does not have Gizei Tzemer on it, that's considered Hatmana? He says, Nasata Dvarecha L'Shiurin. Then you're saying a little bit yes, partially no. Where does it start? Where does it stop? So Rashba brings a raya from here that Hatmana B'Miktas is considered Hatmana, even though the pot is not completely covered in Gizei Tzemer, it's also considered Hatmana. The Ran counters the Rashba's Taina, and the Ran says, we can answer the Mishnah, very simple answer, that the cover has a base yad, the cover has a handle. So the person could grab the handle of the cover, and pull off the cover that way without touching any Gizei Tzemer, but the reality is that the pot has to be completely covered for it to be considered Hatmana. How does a person get the cover off without touching Gizei Tzemer? By taking the handle, grab the handle, shake it off. So Mamayla, it's not a raya that Hatmana b'miktsas is considered Hatmana. La'halacha l'maisa, the Mechaber paskins like Rabbeinu Chananel, he paskins like the Shita that Hatmana b'miktsas is considered Hatmana. Therefore, if a pot is directly on the fire, right away, that's the problem. It's considered Hatmana, and it would be Aser. We're not talking about Shia over here. We're talking about Hatmana. The Mechaber holds it's considered Hatmana. If it's directly on the Gechalim, it would be Aser. The Ramah holds. The Ramah screams at the Bis Yosef in Darkei Moshe. The Ramah says, I have no idea what you're talking about. Look at Simon Reishon and Zion. The whole Simon is talking about being toim in a pot that's on the fire, completely covering a pot that's on the fire. And you see that you're allowed to do it, as long as you don't completely cover it. So the Ramah Tain is like the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Mordechai B'Shem Ar Zerua, who holds that Hatmana B'Miktas is not considered Hatmana. As long as it's not completely covered, it's okay. And that's how they paskin in the Mechaber, in the Ramah, and that's in Simen Reish Nun Gimel. So the first heter that we'll discuss when it comes to a crockpot, we'll try and make this very quick, is the heter of Hatmana B'Miktas, something that is not completely covered. That's the first heter. The next heter when it comes to Hatmana B'Miktas, the Chazanish holds like the Mechaber in this whole machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Chazanish says he does not understand the Ramah, who doesn't understand the Bis Yosef. And he says the Bis Yosef is right. The Reish Nun Zion, we see no, it's not explicitly mentioned that the pots that we're talking about, Legabe Hatmana, is on the fire. So the Bis Yosef is right. And therefore, Hatmana B'Miktas is considered Hatmana. Anyway, we paskin like the Ramah, Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramah, who holds that Hatmana B'Miktas is not Hatmana. If a pot is not fully covered, we're good to go. A crock pot is not fully covered. Because even though when you put the crock pot into the base, it covers it on all sides, but the top sticks out, and there is no kisui on top of the kisui hakdera, right? Whenever you have a pot, you have a cover, and you have to cover that. So the heating element heats the crock pot on all sides, but the heating element does not have a top to it. The only top that you have is the top to the pot. So therefore, l'choira, we should have a heter of Hatmana B'Miktas, which should allow us to use a crockpot on Shabbos, because it's not a problem of Hatmana. By the way, I'm not talking about Shia and Chazara at all. For that, you have to cover the heating element or cover the button that turns up the heat. That's for another Shia. Now we're talking about if there's a problem of Hatmana. Because if it's Hatmana B'Davar Ma'isef Hevel, then we're up the creek without a paddle. You can't use it on Shabbos. That's the first heter. The second heter that the place can bring, legabe a crock pot, is the rush. The second heter that the place can bring is the ri. The ri on Memchesam at Aleph talks about how it is that people take their ovens, and their ovens are very hot. They take out the coals, so there's no gechalim inside anymore. And then they put a kedera, which is mutman, a kedera which is completely covered, on top of the kira. So it's completely covered, it's mutman, and it has moisif hevel from the bottom. There's heat coming up from the oven. Every oven is hot. So he says, based on the Gemara, that you have the zesim on the bottom, the gefes on the bottom, and you have a kederim mutman on top, the Gemara says it's also, this should also be asr. So the Ri says in the second teretz, you know why it's mutter? Because this kedera is in the kira, and the only time hatmana is asr is similar to remetz, to ashes, to gechalim, that sticks to the pot. However, when a kedera is inside of a kira, where the kira is not touching, there's an air between the oven and the pot, whenever there's air space between the oven and the pot, there's no problem. That is the mahalach of the Ri, which is gepaskent lahalacha, and this would be the second hatter to use a crock pot, because in every crock pot, there is a few millimeters of space between the heating element and the pot itself. It does not touch. You don't have to, if it would touch, you'd really have to push to get it in. It slides in, because the heating element does not touch the sides of the pot. So the second hatter would be the hatter of the Ri, that there is airspace between the heating element and the pot. The third hatter that's brought down is the hatter of the Rush. The Rush talks about a very similar case in where people would put, they would have some kind of chafira, a guma, some kind of ditch with coals over there, and they would put a pot there to cook all day. Came right before Shabbos, they would take out the gechalim, they would remove the coals, and then they would leave this pot there, completely covered. And the Rush is wondering how they're allowed to do this. So the Rush comes up with a third heter. And the Rush said, Hatmana is only asur if Hatmana is done shaloi kederech bishul. If it's done not in a cooking fashion. Hatmana means you remove a pot from the fire, cooked on the fire. Now I'm going to take it and cover it so that it stays warm. There were certain ways to do it. Davra Moisef Hevel, Sha'ina Moisef Hevel. But to take a pot that's on the fire and leave it there in the place that it cooked all day, that's considered Derech Bishul and not Derech Hatmana, and therefore it's Mutter. Mechaber and the Ramah don't talk about this Rush, to the best of my knowledge, but the Magen Avram does throw in this Rush as a Heter. So we have three heterim that would make sense by a crockpot. Number one, it's not completely covered, even though it's covered on all sides. The cover of the pot is not covered. The second heter for the crockpot would be that there's space between the wall of the crockpot and the heating element. The third heter for a crockpot would be that a crockpot is you use to cook in it. Generally speaking, people don't cook it beforehand and then transfer it into the crockpot to keep it warm. You put up the cholent in a crockpot Erev Shabbos, and that's how it cooks on Shabbos. So l'chera, you would have over here the heter of the Rush, that it's derech bishul, and it's not derech hatmana, and therefore it would be mutter. The real shaila over here, that the poskim talk about, is when something is covered on all sides, yet the cover is not covered, if that is considered hatmana b'miktsas or not considered hatmana b'miktsas. And this is a big shebang. There are many steers in it. I wanted to go into it. I don't want to keep the oilam. So I'll say it very bekitzer. There is a steer, the Mishnah Brura and the Ramah both say, the Ramah says very explicitly, that as long as it's megula lamaila, as long as it's open from the top, it's not covered on top, meaning the pot doesn't have an additional cover, that is not considered hatmana. The Mishnah Brura says so in numerous places. Mishnah Brura says so in Sharat Tzion also. There is one place in where the Mishnah Brura quotes a Chaya Adam, where the Chaya Adam seems to say that as long as it's not covered rubai, then you're good. But the second the majority of the pot is covered, that already is a problem. The Chaya Adam himself is soyser himself in two different places. And the poskim talk about the fact that we need to be miyashev over here, the contradiction in the Chaya Adam. Rabbeinu Tam himself in Sefer HaYashar seems to imply the same thing that the Chaya Adam writes, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that something can only be considered hatmana b'miktzas if the majority of the pot is not covered. If the majority of it is covered, then it would be a problem. That's what Rabbi Tam writes in Sefer HaYosha. There's also a stira in the Turezov between Simen Reish Nun Ches and Simen Reish Nun Gimel. In one place, he seems to imply that as long as the entire thing is not covered, he writes very explicitly, when he talks about a keli that's removed from the oven and a person wants to put it into blankets, he says, as long as it's not completely covered, even on the top, you're good to go. Yet in another place in Reish Nun Ches, he seems to imply, when he's talking about taking a baby bottle and putting it into a bucket of warm water to keep warm, the Turezov seems to imply, at least that's how the Prima Gadim and others learn the Turezov, that even if the top of the bottle that you're warming is sticking out, it would still be a problem because the majority of the bottle is covered in hot water. So again, we have a machlekes in the Turezov, and we have a machlekes in the Chaya Adam, and there's a machlekes in Rabbeinu Tam himself. The Poiskim have many different answers, but the answer that seems to be the most widespread is that even when all these Poiskim are talking about something that's not fully covered, they don't mean that there's no covering on it at all. What they mean to say is if the top is covered by begadim, by clothing, begadim are not moisef hevel, and the bottom is covered by an element that is moisef hevel, like heat from an oven, or gechalim, or hot water, then it's a problem, even though the top of it is not moisef hevel. But since the whole thing is covered, and the bottom is moisef hevel, that's hatmana b'davar ha-moisef hevel, the thing is fully covered. That's like the case that the Gemara talks about, where you have the kupa on top of the gefesh shel zeisim. That's how the majority of the poskim want to reconcile the stiras in the Turezov, in the Chaya Adam, and in Rabbeinu Tam himself. So let me just talk about the poskim and what the poskim taina regarding the heter or the iser of the crockpot. The primary oisrim of the crockpot are Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shlomo Zalman, mamish soif yamav, answered a shayla that somebody wrote him, and that person, the shayla, was very forceful in the reason that he wanted to ask for the crockpot. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes to him that he agrees with the iser, based on a few nekudas. First of all, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wanted to taina that the fact that it's the majority of it is covered, like we find Rabbeinu Tam writes in Sefer HaYashar and in other places, is a problem. Also, generally speaking, the heter that people understand when a keli is not fully covered is that by the fact that I left the keli open to the air, I left it open to the elements, I didn't completely cover it, I showed that it's not so chashuv to me that I need this thing so steeping hot, so boiling hot, right? So he says, if the derech of the keli, the way that it's used, is in this fashion, in this form, that I didn't show anything by not completely covering it. So the crock pot, if I take a pot and I cover it with blankets and I leave the top open, then I'm showing that it's not so chashuv to me that this remains so hot because I'm allowing the heat to escape from the top. But if I'm using a crock pot where the derech of the kli is to be used in this fashion, then I wouldn't necessarily have the heter of the makar of this heter as the Sefer HaTrumah. I wouldn't have this heter that I'm megala das, that I'm not makpid on the chamimus, on retaining the heat of the kli. Reb Yeshua Neuvet, who is the one who wrote Shmir Shabbos Kel Chasa, which is all of the psakim of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, wrote a lengthy tshuva to Reb Shlomo Zalman, in which he takes all of the points that Reb Shlomo Zalman writes and goes back, you know, basically says he doesn't understand a single word of the whole tshuva, and of course it's with a lot of derech eretz, but he says, according to his mahalach and learning, l'chayra, there should be a heter of hatmana b'miktzas, based on the shitas harishayin, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah, who all explicitly say that it needs to be covered on top. Besides for that, Rav Shmuel Nevet writes that there should be a heter of there being space, airspace, between the wall of the pot and the wall of the heating element. And there should also be the heter of the Rosh, because it's derech bishul b'kach. Rabbi Shua Nayet was not able to get a heter, at least in writing, from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was in the hospital at the time. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was nifter. There is a sefer who brings down that he knows that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman retracted from his iser mamish before he was nifter. He retracted from the iser that he wrote. Rabbi Yashiv did write a tshuva in where he asks, and he talks about all of these things. He writes that there's a problem because it's still considered hatmana when the whole thing is covered besides for the cover. And he writes that you can't rely on the fact that there's a little bit of airspace again, because this is how the keli was made. And Rabbi Yashiv adds that the lid of the pot, by the crock pot, comes over the side. So there's no way a person looking in will notice, can discern that there's any air between the keli itself and the heating element, in which case there's no hacker, so it's considered hatmana gemura. He holds that it's a problem. However, Rabbi Yashiv writes that b'shas hadchak, the third heter, you do have. The heter of the rush, we do have, because it's definitely derech bishul b'kach. This is what people use to cook in not only Shabbos, but throughout the week. And therefore, b'shas hadchak, a person can rely on it. Ideally, Rabbi Yashiv wants people to put little stones into the crock pot between the heating element and the pot to lift it up a little bit, and then you have, definitely, it's not kuloi mechusa, the sides of the pot are not fully covered by the heating element, so it's not considered hatmana gemura. But even Rabbi Yashiv, who is machmer, says that a person can rely on this b'shas hadchak. Rav poiske zmanenu, rav of the hantige poiskim, Rav Moshe, Rav Shmuel Wozner, Zuzan Gesundenstark, and Rav Chazgarot, and others, all paskin that a crock pot is considered hatmana b'miktas, and they rely on what it says b'feirish in the Mishnah Brura and the Ramah, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who writes also that b'avir k'tas, he says, even in a very tight oven where you put a pot, and as long as there's a minimal amount of airspace, it's good, which there is in the crock pot. They all rely on these heterim, and they write that a person who wants to be makel to use a crock pot can. A person who wants to be machmer could, obviously has on who to be machmer on, but somebody who wants to be makel can be makel. With covering the button, there shouldn't be a problem of grufa ketuma, ligabashia. The Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg wrote a tshuva in where he writes that the biggest raya that you have to the heter of the rush, who says that as long as something is derech bishul and not derech hatmana, that it could be used, is that what is another name for a crock pot? It's called a slow cooker, right? Crock pot is called a slow cooker. So if you see that it's called a cooker, it's obviously not only meant to be used as something which you're matmin in, but something which you cook in. And memela, it should be mutter. He adds another very interesting heter, which I'll tell you mamash bekitzer. There is a tshuva in Har Tzvi from Rabbi Pesach Frank. He was the Rav of Yerushalayim. And the shoyel, the guy who's asking the question, wants to rely on this heter, and Rabbi Pesach Frank allows him to use it as a sniff leheter. He wants to say that maybe when you have a heating element, let's say a crock pot or a blech, so the heating element itself, the metal that the pot of the crock pot lays on, is not what warms the food. It's wires inside of there that are heating the food. The only reason that we have a metal on top is for safety reasons. So he wants to tie in that it could be that the metal itself of the heating element is already considered something that separates the esh and the pot on top of it. In which case, you don't have a problem because there's a separation between the heating element and the pot. According to this heter, if we use it, then even Sfardim, who paskin like the Mechaber, would be able to use a crock pot. Because the only problem that they have is considered hatmana b'miktsas, because it touches the coals, it touches the fire. But if we use this heter, and we say that the plata of the blech, or the heating element, is not considered the heating element itself, then even the Sfardim would be able to use that heter. But again, it can only be used once you have a bunch of other heterim, you use it as an added oomph. Rav Chezkel Rot has another very cute heter that he adds to the heterim that we talked about, the Gabe HaKrakpat. Rav Chezkel Rot says that it's no different than a percolator. A percolator is definitely not considered hatmana. The way that the pot is used is that it heats up inside of the pot, and then in order to get the water out, you press on some kind of spout that allows the water to get out. Now, over there, there's no shaila of hatmana because it's one keli. You don't have one keli inside of something else, right? So he says, really, a crock pot is made to be used in the same way. A crock pot is really all one big keli. For convenience purposes, the makers of whatever companies there are that make the crock pots did us a favor and allowed us to be able to take the pot out of the heating element. But the reality is it's made always to be used as one. You don't use one without the other. He says, even during the week when you're not using it, when you put it away in the cabinet or in the box, you put the pot into the heating element. That's the way that it's made to be used. So he wants to tie in, it's no different than a percolator. It's all considered one unit. And if it's considered one unit, then the shayla of hatmana b'chlal does not start, because hatmana is only when you put one thing into the other. So you have many, many paiskim that hold that it would not be a problem to use a crock pot based on the heterim we discussed. We had three main heterim from the Rishonim. You have another two heterim from the Gedolei HaAchronim that it's possible that it's not considered the heating element itself, and it could be that it's all considered one pot. And therefore, somebody who wants to use a crock pot on Shabbos, definitely yesh loy al milismach.